Begin transmission.
That is not the correct time. Hello, my name is Tobe. You are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, which is hereby called to order. And you're listening to a non-radio. I can't believe I forgot about this talking clock. This clock sits not 5 feet away from me. At all times, it even says talking right on it, and I have completely forgotten about it. And I was looking around for, I need to find some things that make noise so I can make noise on my radio show. And what did I find? A bunch of stuff that didn't work, like my old Aflac duck. I have this little duck, you squeeze it and it says Aflac. And I have some greeting cards that the batteries have finally died after 8 years or however long I've had them, so I gotta cut those open, hack them, and get those to work. Maybe I'll just do that. And what else did I find? There was something else that also didn't work. But anyway, I did find the talking clock.
It's 4:10 p.m.
Yay, 4:10 p.m. You can tell it's an American clock because it says p.m. Although it does, it might be settable to be 24-hour clock. I don't know. Oh boy, what else do I have? Oh, I found my wind-up chicken. You know those little wind-up chickens? You wind them up, you put them down, they go ticka 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 ticka, and they hop around and they look like they're pecking and eating. I got one of those. This is one of the good old-fashioned Chinese all-metal ones. Now wind it up. Now he's gonna go pecking crazy. I love these guys. Woohoo! I also have a wind-up mouse. He just rolls around. Oh, I have a wind-up duck that looks like he's swimming. It's super cool. And I got a stealth zeppelin, and I got a lunokhod. And what else do I have? This guy's winding down. Let's put him on the table, see how loud it gets. Probably clipped. Oh well. Yay, happy chicken. He's eating his yummy chicken food. Okay.
It's 4:20 p.m.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 4:20 p.m.
I have no idea what that means. Okay, I couldn't take it anymore, so I just went and I grabbed those old greeting cards and I cut the little samplers out of them. And now I'm sitting here with a battery and a couple of little wires, and I'm probing various. I've got the ground hooked to the obvious ground. Oh damn it, I just unhooked my own wire, and unfortunately I can't take the battery out. It's one of those little coin batteries. Looks like, I don't know, I can't really tell, but something like a 3024 or something like that. And I can get it to make a little noise. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this or not. But I can't get it to trigger all the way. And now it's not doing it at all. I've got ground to ground and I'm probing these little test points. Oh. There's something. Well, that's new. I don't think it was supposed to ever do that. Let's mess with it some more. Oops, I undid the magic. And this, kids, is how you hack a greeting card. Isn't this fun? All right, now let's see if we can turn it off. Yes, very good. All right. Let's grab this other one. See what we can do with it. Now this one's a little bit different. Doesn't have the same test points. In fact, it doesn't have any at all. But I have a... Nope, there's a test point. There's one. I wonder what it will do. We can also hit this cap, and it might do something. Let's see.
Ooh. How about gratitudinal? How about gratitudinal? How about thanks a bunch of us? How about gratitudinal? How about thanks a bunch of us? How about gratitudinal? How about thanks a bunch of us? How about gratitudinal? How about thanks a bunch of us? Got thanks and bunch of one word.
Gracias, Dominos.
And
merci beaucoup, Lupinus.
Or mucho, 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 mucho. Gracias.
Infinity mucho. Merci beaucoup, Lupinus.
How about thanks a bunch of us? Got thanks and bunch of one word.
Gracias, Dominos. And merci beaucoup, Lupinus.
Or mucho, 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 mucho. Gracias.
Infinity mucho. Merci beaucoup, Lupinus.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And that was just hitting the leg of the capacitor. We triggered that all the way up. What do these test points do? That one sets it off. What does this one do? That one also sets it off. Ooh, I clipped. This thing's loud. Well, now that I know I've got those working, what will I do with them? Who knows? Maybe I'll cut them out further and mount them to something and hook up some switches and some batteries so I can just push buttons. Or maybe I'll hook these up to something that transmits. That would be kind of funny. Just be hearing that 24 hours a day somewhere on your radio dial. But not here, because I would probably lose listenership, and no one wants that. Yes, do I want to lose listenership? No, I don't. But I do want to know the current time.
It's 4:30 p.m.
And that's just the way it is around here. Anywhere you look, you're just going to see stuff that is there because it is going to be hacked, or it is in the process of being hacked, or it has been hacked. That's why I keep these old crappy greeting cards, so that I can take them apart. And do crazy crap with them. And then play with things like... talking clocks, which reminds me of the loudest talking clock I ever made. One time my friend Brian calls me up. Brian, my second oldest friend, he calls me up and he has this bizarre project, and he basically after 15 minutes we figure out that what he wants is a very loud countdown clock, because he's playing paintball and he's doing some timed kind of scenario. And being as there's no officials or anything, he needs an automatic countdown clock that's really loud so everybody out in the field can hear, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7. Now the problem being is, this is out in the country, it's out in the field, there's no power anywhere, blah, 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 blah. So I'm trying to think of all his various options, and he doesn't want to spend very much money, and of course, the more you can spend on a project like this, the better it's going to be, but... You know, I'm telling them, okay, well, here's what you do. You find a junk car stereo amp and a car battery and this, that, and that. And even this is too much. So we narrow it down to a talking clock off the shelf. And it turns out he's got this old CD boombox that no longer works. Or at least the CD player doesn't work. And so they've put it away and it's now useless to them. But they saved it, and thank God they did. So I tell Brian, okay, go out to Radio Shack and buy this model clock. and it's $11 plus tax, and meet me at your place at whatever. So I go over to his house, and I met his girlfriend, who then became his wife for the first time, and proceeded to take all the stuff apart to see what we had. So I got the clock apart, and I'm looking at it, and I figure out how it works, and I'm looking at some stuff, and I'm looking at some other stuff, and we got to, you know, lift audio off of it, which isn't too tough, but I find a real convenient place to do it. So I hand Brian the case, or actually I took a magic marker and I made a little dot on the case, and I said, okay, go drill, you know, a 3/16 inch hole right here. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, just go drill a hole. So he goes in the basement, drills a hole, brings it back. And I did some tricky soldering and put the clock back together, and there's wires sticking out of the case now. Just right out of the face. Totally my style, right? Because if you're going to hack something, you might as well let people know that it's obviously hacked. Just make the wires come out wherever you freaking want. Don't try to be tricky. So then we turned to the boombox and we powered the thing up, and I found, you know, where the audio from the receiver comes into the amp, and so, okay, no problem, and so blah, blah, blah. To make a long story short, then we figured out that, hey, this clock, if we just do this and this, this clock will fit right in the CD bay. So if you want to access the clock, you just open the CD player, and there's the clock now after taking the CD player out. Ba-ba-doom. And so that made it extra custom. But then, you know, so I wired the sound output from the clock into the amp of the boombox, and something was reminding me in my brain. I think I bridged the amp even to give it more oomph. Because, yeah, I think we hooked it up, and it wasn't quite as loud as Brian thought he would need. And so I just bridged it. And it was loud. And it once you turned the volume up to 8 or 9, it really started to distort. Because, you know, there's kind of a rough hack, but you know, it worked pretty good. And it was funny. The loudest counting down clock you'll ever hear. 10, 9, 8, 7. So, yeah, that's what I do. My friends call me up and say, hey, can you make me some weird thing? And then I say, probably. How much money do you have? And then they say, none. And then, of course, I can't say, well, I can't do jack for you. Because I've known these guys for so long. It's like, okay, well, give me some parameters to work in. And we can get something together that'll work out for you. I get myself into some really bizarre situations like this. But those are stories for another time. Right now, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the Chief Disinformation Officer.
It's 4:47 p.m.
It's 4:47 p.m. somewhere in the world. And right now, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go get some more tea and maybe some cookies, because I think, are there still cookies? I got to check to see if there's any cookies. Regardless, you're going to listen to this while I go see if I have any cookies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, who are you talking to? What?
You are listening to the Daily Minutes of the Dubious Goals Committee meeting. My name is Tobe. I am the Chief Disinformation Officer. And what are we talking about today? I don't even remember. Something about talking clocks, was it not? Something tells me in the back of my mind that I've got another one of these around here somewhere, but I don't know why I think that. And the truth of the matter is they all pale in comparison to WWV, the greatest talking clock in the world. You know, you might remember sometime back I mentioned that I like to race sailboats. And if you remember, I don't mean full-size sailboats that people can actually get in and sail. I do mean either radio-controlled sailboats or pond yachts. Pond yachts are just sailboats. You set the sails, you put them in the water, and you watch them go. Then you run to the other side of the pond, and you wait for it to come to you. And they're fun to race. But traditionally, sailboat races are started with a cannon. You know, there's a big clock countdown as the boats jockey for position. And then, boom, cannon fires, the race is on. And so I always wanted a cannon to start races. And when I was a kid, I had a carbide cannon, if you know what those are. But I didn't want to go that route, per se. And I found some real nice signal cannons online. And, you know, for about $500, you can get a nice little brass cannon that's tiny that will basically sit on your desktop that takes like a 209 primer and just goes bang. And so that's what I want, but I don't want to spend that kind of money. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe I can build my own race starter. And so I did, and this is it right here. Tickety tacky tickety clickety clack. And what I did was I took a section of pipe and I used pipe straps and bolted it onto a piece of 2x4, a short piece. It's about 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters and about 2.5 centimeters thick. And I put a certain kind of pipe nipple on one end that is normally used for very small air couplings. And with a little tooling, I managed to make it able to fit a number 10 percussion cap. And then I screwed a mousetrap. Well, actually, I had to modify the mousetrap a couple different ways first, but then I attached the mousetrap such that when the mousetrap is set and then released, the striker bar goes up and it hits the percussion cap and goes bang. And so, let's demonstrate. And you can tie a string to the little arm of the trap, and then when you want to fire, you can just pull the string just like a regular cannon. Okay, here we go. Yeah, it turns out we're not going to do that, because as I was practicing that, I found out that actually clipped the input here, and we don't want to do that when we're making Anon Radio. My name is Tope. You're listening to Anon Radio. I don't know why, because you're cool, that's why. What time is it anyway? Let's take a look at the old clock here.
It's 6:58 p.m.
And that's probably not accurate for you, but it's probably accurate for somebody somewhere in the world. I'd like to take this time right now, just as an aside, to remind everyone that nobody's figured out the code word yet. There's a secret code word, and if you have figured it out, you can go ahead and, you know, tell it to me anytime. You can send it to me in an email, or you can send it to me in a private message in Calm, However you do it, if you know it, go ahead and let me know. You have won a prize. You'll be told what the prize is once you provide the code word, so everything's a secret if you haven't figured it out yet. One of my favorite three-digit numbers is 708. Why 708? Because in LEET, or on a calculator, or on a seven-digit LED display, it kind of looks like Tobe. The seven kind of looks like an incomplete T. You know, if you just kept going a little bit on the crossbar there, it would look like a T. Maybe it kind of looks like the upright has slid over. And then, of course, zero always looks like O. And eight looks like the capital letter B. So it kind of looks like Tobe. And so when I see 708 places, I get really excited for no reason.
It's 7:08 p.m.
How about gratitutional? How about thanks a bunch of us?
I would also like to remind everybody, just real quick, that the Rugby World Cup starts today. So if you're watching TV this weekend, see if you can't catch some. Enjoy a game from another culture. It's fun to watch. If you like football and other violence, then it's the game for you. In other news, my cat has found the action pants. I don't remember if I talked about the action pants before, but I have this old pair of sweatpants that are made out of nylon. You know, they're the ripstop nylon kind, and they got zippers and on the legs, and there's elastic cuffs, and I can't wear them anymore because, well, they're just too hot, because they really hold in the heat. They're nylon and they're black, and so yeah, I just can't wear them anymore. They don't breathe at all. They're like sails on a sailboat. Wind is not supposed to go through them. Air does not pass. So somehow they ended up on the floor. Actually, the cat pulled them down off of the dryer one time, the last time I took them out of the dryer. And they eventually got moved into the cat playroom. And the cat just likes to pounce on them and then just sort of, I don't know, do this weird kind of like dance where she just... She likes the sound, because, you know, you rub nylon together and it goes zzz, 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 and she will jump on it and then move her paws and slide around a little bit so it'll make that crazy sound, and then she'll stop and then do it some more and then stop and then do it some more. And that's how they got the name Action Pants, because when the cat gets zippy and crazy and then jumps on those, oh, we get action, and it's entertaining. It's nothing I can really record. It's something you really need to see. I gotta make a video of this. There's the little tabs on the zippers also kind of jingle, and that intrigues her, and she tries to attack the jingling, and it gets out of hand. And this can go on for 5, 6, 7 minutes until she wears herself out enough that she climbs up on the bookshelf and keeps my books warm. But yeah, the action pants, probably a strange combination of words anywhere outside my house. The action pants. The funny thing about those pants is when I, and don't ask me how I discovered this, but yeah, because they were elastic waisted and elastic cuffs at the ankles, they were airtight. And... as such, they could be inflated. So you could take a hairdryer and set it on cool and full blast, and then sort of tuck it into your waistband like you would a gun, and the pants would balloon up and you would look like, yeah, you were inflated. Yeah, so that's how I entertain myself, with pants that I can't wear and hair dryers. Not that I have them anymore, but yeah, I haven't done that recently. Maybe I should get a picture of that. Who wants to see a picture of that? Me and my inflated pants. All right, looks like I'll have to do it, but you won't see it today because we're running out of time and I gotta get out of here. Lucky for you, you can stay tuned and hear the Barnacle Show coming up right after me in just a couple minutes. Listen to some beeps and you're good to go. All right, my name's Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.